We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Here in the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, let's read verse 10. But God has revealed it unto us by His Spirit, talking about the hidden things, revealed it to us by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Now let me ask you something. If God's Spirit is the Spirit of God, and God and the Holy Spirit are equal, and God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are equal, then why would the Holy Spirit have to search the things of God? Amen. He already knows the things of God. It's the human spirit that's searching for the things of God. Searches all things. While you're asleep at night, your spirit, the real you, is searching for the things of God and searching for the things that you've asked for. That's why the sower sows the word. You sow the word and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, whatsoever things I desire, when I pray, I believe I receive them and I shall have them. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, this need that I have shall be met according to your riches in glory. I proclaim that because I've given, it's given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men given to my bosom. I proclaim I have abundance and no lack. And you go to sleep at night, you go to bed and you get up, and while you're asleep, your spirit is searching the avenues of God's wisdom to find a way to bring to pass the seed you have sown. That is one of the mysteries of the kingdom. And people that have no insight into that, they think when you're confessing God's word, you're trying to manipulate God. Oh no, I'm working the principle of the kingdom. The sower soweth the word. The kingdom of God is if a man should cast seed into the ground, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth, what is the earth in the parable of the sower? The earth was the heart of man, right? Now the heart of man, what I believe, is the spirit of man. It is the light that God uses to enlighten you. So the way to acquire and get yourself in a position to where your needs are met according to His riches in glory is not by man's wisdom, not by book learning, but by the Spirit of God. Yes. Revealing to your spirit where to go, what to do, and to be in the right place at the right time. And God will lead you to it. If you're sensitive to the Spirit of God revealing to your spirit. Now listen to what the Apostle Paul says here in the next verse. But what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Now what's he saying? He's saying that no man knows what is in him. I don't know everything that's in me. I don't know everything about me. But my spirit does. The human spirit, see, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching all the inward parts of his belly. My spirit knows all about me. Let me give you an example of this. A good friend of mine from Russellville, Arkansas, he was praying in the spirit one morning. And the spirit of God began to reveal to him through the spirit. Didn't come by hearing a voice or seeing something. It came by the Spirit of God to his spirit. Spirit of God said to him, the devil's going to try to put something over on you this week. You need to intercede. Break the power of that thing. So he started interceding. Praying. How many of you know that God will always warn you when trouble's ahead? But you see, the problem is sometimes we're not sensitive to the Spirit of God. We try to reason it out in our natural mind. Then we get in trouble. So he began to pray in the Spirit. Now, three or four times that day, he had prayed in the Spirit, and you know what had come to him? In his mind and up here, he'd start thinking, I need to go disc that arena. See, he's a calf roper. And they were going to have a deal on Sunday or Monday that they were going to get out that afternoon. They was going to rope some calves, and you know, he's a kind of a cowboy. And so every time he'd go to praying in the Spirit, he get this idea of going disking up the arena. He said, I can't get my mind on what I'm doing, you know. And he thought, dear goodness. Well, I better pray in the Spirit some more. He'd go praying in the Spirit, and he'd come to him, go disc up the arena. Man, he said, ain't nothing spiritual about that. So he went ahead and just went on. The next day, they went to rope calves. The first calf he roped, he jumped off his horse, stepped in a rut, and broke his ankle. Because he didn't disc up the arena like the Spirit of God said to do. See, God revealed it to him four times, revealed it to him, and he passed it by because it didn't sound spiritual. Didn't sound spiritual enough. But God revealed it. The Spirit searches all things. He picked up in his spirit that trouble was ahead. He prayed in the Spirit. God revealed what to do to stop it, but he didn't do it. But he's smarter today. He's smarter today. Dr. Roy Hicks, I remember him telling a story about going over to Africa, and he was over there preaching. It was in, you know, it was hot, and he was perspiring, just wringing wet in every service, you know. And he said after about 2 days, he got so dizzy, he couldn't stand up, hard to preach without holding on the pulpit. He'd back up against the wall, and he'd lean against the wall. Then he'd walk up and grab the pulpit and hold on to it because he's about to fall over. And he was in a service, and he backed up to the wall, and he was leaning against the wall. And he said, now, Father, your word says the Spirit of truth within me will teach me all things. And he said, now I know the Holy Spirit can reveal to my spirit what's wrong with me. And I call upon the Holy Spirit now to reveal it to me. What's wrong with me? And he's sitting there just praying in the Spirit and meditating. And all of a sudden, this comes up to him. The next time you eat a meal, cover your food with salt. He thought, that ain't too spiritual, you know. But he began to realize then that what it was, he was perspiring and lost so much salt out of his body until it was causing him to have a dizzy spell. So when they went to lunch, he said, pass the salt, please. Now see, who told him that? Spirit of God through his spirit. Revealed it to him. His spirit searched the avenues of God's wisdom. And he brought back the wisdom of God. And when he did what the Spirit of God said and revealed to him, then he was perfectly well through the rest of the whole trip. Now see, the mysteries, the hidden things that are not revealed by the five physical senses, but are revealed by the Spirit of God to your spirit. Now it doesn't work any different in financial things and in other things. Your spirit still searches the avenues of God's wisdom. But you see, if you're always going about saying, well, I tell you, I just can't understand the Bible. I just never do. I read the Bible, but I can't understand it. Kingdom of God's if a man casts a seed into the ground. What seed did you plant that you can't understand the Bible? Then don't be surprised when you read the Bible and can't understand anything. Because you sowed a seed and you reaped a harvest. Your spirit searched all night to find a way to keep you from understanding the Bible. Wasn't that what you planted? Wasn't that what you called for? If you really want to know where the devil gets his power, he gets it out of your mouth. The problem is 1 inch below your nose. Your mouth. Satan deceives you into using your creative power through the Word of God and speaking the Word of God. He gets you to use it against you. Now these things are revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Now let me tell you another story. One of the most amazing stories I ever heard. A fellow by the name of Moore up in St. Louis, Missouri, had got this dope addict saved. Got him filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. And the next night, the guy called and said, Brother Moore, you better get over here. He said, I got problems. So he went over, and he said you couldn't get in the guy's apartment hall. He said he had stolen merchandise stacked to the ceiling, just aisles in his apartment. He said, Brother Moore, he said, I don't know where I got this stuff. He said, I was so spaced out when I got it. He said, I'd take it back if I knew where to take it. But he said, I don't know who I got it from. He said, they'd put me in jail if I tried. He said, what are we going to do? He said, man, let's pray in the Spirit. When you know not what to pray for, pray in the Spirit. So he starts praying in the Spirit. And he prays and he prays and he prays and he gets released. And he said, well, glory to God. We just turn it over to the Lord, you know. They went home the next day. He got this phone call the next night, about midnight. Got this phone call. He said, Brother Moore, you can't imagine what's happened. You can't imagine what's happened. Well, he said, what's happened? What's happened? Well, he said, I went out for 2-3 hours. Said, I came back and somebody broke in and stole all that stuff. Now, how long would it have taken him to figure out that? See, that was the Spirit of God moving in their behalf. The spirit of man searches the avenues of God's wisdom. Now, see, because somebody's going to steal that stuff somewhere. See, we're talking about mysteries that are revealed by the Spirit of God. See, here's a man praying in the Spirit, in tongues, because the Scripture says, when you know not what to pray for as you ought, the Holy Spirit, by your Spirit, prays the way God would pray, according to God. He prayed. He didn't know what he's doing. Now, 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, the 2nd verse says, that when you pray in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. Or one translation says divine secrets.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Before I leave the broadcast, let me remind you that our offer this week is CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. And I believe this series will be a blessing to you because we talk about the manifestations that come by the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians, listen to what the Apostle Paul says. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, neither hath ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Now, if you stop there, you miss what Paul's trying to get over to us. Let's go ahead and read. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now notice, Paul said, the thing that hasn't been revealed to the natural man, God reveals by the Spirit of God. Now, God reveals these things to us by our Spirit. Now, he goes on to talk about in verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him. So he's talking about the human spirit. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, he tells you the human spirit knows all about you. God's spirit knows all about God. You get those two spirits together and you've tapped the source of all knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, God reveals it through his spirit, by the Holy Spirit. That's CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.